there, friend. Happy Sunday to you this, April 26th, 2020. It's Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. You'll hear it sprinkled in to the next 30 minutes of ministry. So I hope you're hanging in there. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, maybe a jelly donut or two or three. I won't tell no one, don't worry. And let's gather up and worship our incredible God. Let's start things off today with Robin Mark. And these are the days of Elijah. proclaiming the name of Jesus. This is, of course, Sunday Worship, friend. I hope you're having a blessed weekend. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you're not only just having a blessed weekend, but hanging in there as well. I was reading a story about Gail Borden, who was a 19th century inventor who was really obsessed with the idea of making food safe in storage, but he failed miserably until he devised a vacuum process that removed water from milk, and Borden's canned condensed milk was born out of that. And on his tombstone, shaped like a can of milk, was written these words: "I tried and failed, I tried again and succeeded." Whew, I'll tell you what, friend, perseverance is so important, even in our walk with Jesus. And friend, right now, many of us are just weary, exhausted, and tired, and maybe frustrated, and just want to give in the towel. Let me tell you what the Word of God says. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely," watch this, "and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith." Friend, let us run with endurance.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My grace. I love thee.
for listening to Sunday Worship.
Perfect in power.
pretty song. It's Holy, Holy, Holy. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. You can connect with me on social media. Just look up on Facebook, Joey Kroll Online. Yeah, those three words, Joey Kroll Online on Facebook. Love to connect with you there and interact with you there as well. I'll tell you what, a lot of people today are talking about finding the will of God. What is God's will for my life? And I don't know about you, but I think I found more people are interested in knowing the will of God than actually doing it. It was Abraham Lincoln, former president, who once said, "I have discovered that when the Almighty wants me to do or not do a particular thing, he has a way of letting me know." Fred, in other words, discovering God's will is not as hard as we might think. It's doing God's will, especially when it conflicts with our will. Well, that's the bigger challenge. Let us submit to Him today.
Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Was coming forth to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming forth to carry me.
own song. It's Selah right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. I'll tell you what, some have called these verses a survival kit for troubled times. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Being firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Some great encouragement today from 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 10.
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered, and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. When the storms of life are crashing wild and waves prevail, been left in the cold, for every painful story never been told, for every washed up, jaded, hurt and frustrated person at the end of their road, hold on to Jesus.
right, friend, hold on to Jesus. Friend, he is our firm foundation. He is that strong tower. Hold on to him today. Beautiful reminder from Austin's Bridge. My name is Joey Kroll. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it on our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the right-hand side, you should see archived programs. Great News Radio. .org. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.